Voice Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. If you're listening live, today is January 21st, 2016, and if you're listening in our archives, this is show number 405. Well, we're here for you when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
I want to dish a listing today.
Do you?
I need some dishing. So, Griff, please tell us what a listing dish is, because Thursdays are perfect for that.
That's where you get her dished. You call with an item number for one of your listings, live listings preferred, and we gently but thoroughly critique it and tell you what we think you're doing great, and maybe point out some areas where you might benefit from some tweaks and improvements.
And we've had a lot of success.
I should hope so.
Yes. People have told us, many.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, that their success rate has improved.
Well, isn't that nice?
So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And if for some reason you cannot call, click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player, and we'll get that while we're on the air. So, you know, if for some reason you cannot call us at 888-RADIO-30. So, Griff, the USPS postal rates changed last Sunday, and we were not on the air Tuesday.
Right.
eBay made an announcement on Tuesday concerning those changes. Could you please tell us the details?
Well, I'll give you the overview. The UPS, as promised, raised most shipping rates on January 17th, and the average raise is about 9.5% across the board.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, well, you know, prices go up.
Yeah.
Except for gas.
I know. It's a miracle.
What's up with that? So in order to help you understand and manage these changes, you can read Audrey Tracy's recent posts in the eBay for Business blog for a lot of great information. It's linked from the announcement on the announcement board at eBay. And on Thursday, February 4th, there'll be a Facebook chat with the eBay shipping team at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And that'll also be linked from the announcement. And I believe there's actually going to be a special breaking chat at 3 today. I think it's 3 o'clock. I should remember this. On the community forums under the discussion boards and the weekly chat with eBay staff, there'll be a special Thursday chat today starting at 3, going from 3 to 4.
That's 3 Pacific.
Right, 3 Pacific. For any questions, the shipping team will be on there. And the reason is because, in addition, there was a very important note as a result of the unplanned product issues following USPS rate change. Some of the features on eBay aren't working right as they should.
Uh-oh.
Sellers using calculated shipping within the selling flow. I believe this may be fixed, but if it's not fixed now, it's supposed to be fixed soon. They're currently unable to select first-class package for package weights from 13 to 16 ounces.
So what should we do in the meantime? Choose flat rate shipping.
You can choose flat rate and enter a flat rate based on the weight of the package.
Okay.
I just tried to list an item, and because, what's this here? I wasn't able to duplicate anything yet. I think it's because I was running out of time. But as soon as that is fixed, there'll be a notification on that announcement, on the announcement board.
Okay. So,
and also the bulk label printing flow does not yet support those first-class rates from 13 to 15.99 ounces.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and there was another question that bubbled up from this. And if you go to the eBay Radio fan page, not the eBay Radio group, I haven't published it there, but on the eBay Radio page, its title is Griff. Wow. Yeah. I wasn't thinking when I set up the page. I've tried to get them to change the name to eBay Radio, but it's on another page of mine, and I'm not important. Anyway, I published a note that gives instructions. If you want to display discounted carrier rates, there's actually an option in your site preferences that you need to reset. So a seller has the option to display to buyers either the current discounted rates that eBay negotiates for sellers or the full retail rate. It's simply a series of checkboxes, and you can find that at My eBay and under the Account tab, Site Preferences, Selling Preferences, Shipping Preferences, and there's an option for editing that's called Offer Discounted Shipping Rates to Buyers.
So there's going to be a Shipping Success webinar next Wednesday as well.
Yeah, something.
January 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific. So you're going to be doing it with Christy.
Yes.
And you're going to walk us through the new on-time shipping metric and all the ways we
can
meet it.
Yeah, that's specifically about the metric. It's not printing labels or the rates.
Got it. Okay. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Black and Gold Gifts. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I am doing great. I know that you saw my post this morning.
I did.
Hasn't. I completed the last of 39 radiation treatments this morning.
Oh, hooray.
Doing good. My numbers are where they're supposed to be.
You're probably tired, though, right, Tom?
But I'm coming around because the last 2 weeks of it were less radiation than the first couple of weeks. That plus they had me on vitamin D supplement because that was a little low, but I'm getting there. It's just great to have it over with.
I guess.
See the numbers where they're supposed to be. Back on Labor Day, my PSA was 18 plus, and last week it was 0.1. So we're moving in the right direction.
Yay!
I'll say.
Well, we're following you, Tom. So, you know, keep us in the loop.
I appreciate everybody's prayers and well wishes and whatnot. But that's not the main reason that I called. Main reason was to thank Griff for all the stuff he sent us for the meetup group.
And you got it. Good.
Just a minute. But concerning the first class shipping at 16 ounces, I missed the very beginning of the show, so forgive me if I'm reiterating something. But on eBay as well as Stamps.com, you can select 16 ounce.
Yes.
And pay for it as first class. So it's not a matter of 15.999. It actually gives you 16 ounce.
Right, and I had conflicting information from a single source that caused my head to spin and fall off my neck, actually.
No doubt.
And when I put my head back on my neck...
Or took it out from wherever it was.
Right.
But the other interesting thing about that is that there's another e-commerce site out there whose name shall remain unspoken. Right. However, they don't support first class over 13 ounces.
Really?
But you can go over to Stamps.com and get it.
Yeah, Stamps has that too.
Yeah, but it's interesting that they aren't supporting it. In any case, back to what you sent us, it was a nice big box full of great stuff, and we're using it as prizes for trivia. So we're kind of doing a little take on eBay Radio in the group.
Oh, good.
And so a couple of the first questions were, you know, when is eBay Radio on?
Hopefully on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So where did you see the wrong one?
The wrong one.
I missed something. I'm sorry. My mind was taken away to another place while he was talking. I had to fix something. Do we have something wrong on the website? Are we okay? Oh, we're cool.
No, you're great.
You're fine.
Oh, good. Thank you.
It's another site that's not right.
Okay.
Apparently one that has to remain nameless. So
okay.
Yeah, so, but anyway, we had a good time with the prizes, and we held some back for future meetups, but everybody really enjoyed that little addition to the meeting. I just peppered them through the meeting here and there, and we did some eBay trivia, and we did a little bit of Pittsburgh trivia, so it worked out real well.
I had all this swag that Jeff had left behind, and I needed to get rid of it, Lee, so because I'm going to be moving and I can't cart it around. So we came up with the idea of just putting big boxes of it together and sending it off to meetup organizers to give away as door prizes.
Oh, boy.
That was really nice of you, believe me. Everybody's enjoying the prizes. So
well, I'm glad they found good homes. That's what counts.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for touching bases with us today. We want to hear from you, and we're following you on Facebook with your health, and you know, good thoughts out your way and hugs, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
You guys have
Thanks,
a good
Tom.
Day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give us a call, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player, as Mary in Milwaukee, Wisconsin did, Griff. She's known on eBay as Mary's underscore world. Hello, Griff and Lee.
Mm-hmm.
When I got into my dashboard and looked at my top rated seller status, I will not have top rated seller status as of February 20th. I have 98 transactions and I need 100. What is the date that eBay looks at your transactions? I'm thinking that I only need to sell two more items to keep my top rated status, just not sure the date that I need to have this done by.
So the evaluations are done month to month. I believe the cutoff is the 20th. So I don't know this for certain. It's a bit complex, but it's based on the trailing 12 months if you're on a 12-month look back. So if you can make a few more sales real quick, I don't know, maybe it will push you over for next month, but you'd have to make them soon. So you want to get over 100 sales.
And she's got 98 right now.
Yeah. Make some
so
sales.
So she's Mary's underscore world. I'm going to go look at her.
Should we go buy some stuff?
Let's go
buy some stuff.
Great minds think alike.
I'm going to go buy stuff.
All right. Mary's underscore world.
We'll be back and we'll buy stuff from Mary's underscore world. This segment was brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings. We'll be back in a flash to take your call at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So I'm trying to buy something from Mary's underscore world.
And how do you spell that?
M-A-R-Y-S underscore world.
Okay, I got her.
Okay. And unfortunately, one thing that I wanted is I had to bid on it, so I bid.
Oh.
Let's see if there's something else here. Mary's underscore world. She needs two more to be top rated seller.
Oh, there's a, what size shoe do you take?
6 or 5.5.
Oh, these are too big. You'll fall out of them.
Yeah, 9s.
Yeah.
I saw that.
They're those are big shoes, though. You'd have to balance yourself on those.
Yes, I would. Let's see what else.
Do you knit or crochet?
No, I have a crochet thing that I mean, a needlepoint thing that I did about 40 years ago that's never been finished that's in my sewing box, if that tells you anything. So, yes and no.
Procrastinate. How about a pair of Spanx Asset shaping tights?
Well,
size 5.
We can all use that. Well, 5.
Pour yourself into those,
babe. 5 is big. Mm. Big, 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 big.
Here's a pair. These are, there's an old picture of Old Faithful at Yellowstone.
We're looking at Mary's underscore world. She needs two more sales. Let's see what else we have here. Pottery serving bowl, green, black, 12 inches, pottery serving bowl.
Yeah, it looks like, you know what it reminds me of? Hispano-Moresque pottery.
Which
I saw that.
I like that. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's new,
okay,
but it's
that's
in good
buy
shape.
It now. I'm buying it now.
What's the, shipping is $20.
Uh-oh. Shipping is $20?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I'm not buying it. Okay, sorry, Mary's World. Not
what about Conair hot rollers, 12 in a portable carry case?
No, I don't need those. I saw
well, you
those
could get your hair did.
Yeah, well, my hair's all curled. You haven't seen my hair.
What'd you do to your hair?
My hair took over my body. I did nothing. I stopped putting anything on it.
Uh-oh.
And the hairdresser cut the ends off of it, the last color that I had on it, and all these curls came up, and I'm talking take over.
You're like Shirley Temple now.
I don't know what to do with them now. I'm...
Well, toss them. Toss your curls, darling.
Yes. Mm.
Toss them. Remember, it's a.
Okay, so I don't.
Rusty Warren.
So the shipping is too much.
Toss your curls, darling. Ship. Yeah. Here's some Harley Davidson bears and pigs plush collectible set of four. For
no,
$30.
That won't work.
Sorry.
Okay, so here's the deal. So I bid on one thing.
Yeah.
I bid on the handkerchiefs. You know how much I love.
You want a Ouija board?
I love hankies. No, I'm not supposed to mess with the occult.
My restraining order?
I received, let me tell you, many, many years ago, living in North Carolina, went to the library, bought a book on strange happenings in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn about the Mako light, which is a famous, you know, this supposedly headless man's carrying, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm reading it, fell asleep on the sofa, and here was my dream, and it was so real, Griff. Three guys in black robes and hoods.
Oh, sounds like a dream come true.
Came to me in my dream and said, leave the occult alone. You were not meant to mess with it. Yeah. I haven't messed with it since, and I will not do a Ouija board. Mm. I believed them, in other words.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so
I'll
did.
Leave that alone.
So I put a bid on one thing. So did you see anything that you could use here?
Here's a Pampered Chef dry liquid measuring cup. Excellent use condition for $12.50 free shipping. It's not bad. I measure by, you know, feel at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a 24 countdown game. You know, 24 with Jack Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game.
I never watched that show, by the way.
Everybody want to John Deere your ball cap?
Not really.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We go with a tape deck in your tractor.
Canvas oil painting of a bluebird. This woman works a lot. You can tell how hard she works because
yes.
to find all these things, right?
Absolutely.
She did a lot of thrifting.
Here's a Jungle Book plush King Louie Disney store orange monkey used. It's $20 plus 12 shipping. Here's a Lenmar camera tripod, lightweight adjustable.
I saw that tripod.
Yeah, those, and that's free shipping at $30. Yeah, everyone needs a tripod, right?
Right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, tell them why they should be using a tripod, Griff.
Well, because you're all old and you shake.
This is very important.
When you go to take a photo, your hands are shaking.
No.
It's because you're old.
Come on, tell them why it's important.
Well, because you get clearer pictures, really. You really do. I'm pretty good at hand-holding a camera, but there are certain shots I have to take when I'm doing product photography that I just put the camera on the tripod. It guarantees me a better shot. Plus, I'm old and I'm starting to shake.
Okay, here's a UPS hat. Do you need a UPS hat?
No.
Okay.
I like you.
You never know.
USPS.
You never know.
Yeah. So you can see what brown can do for you.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's got all those flames on it. Look at it. It's flaming. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should have it. Maybe I should get that. I don't know. What do you think?
Here's a Lenmar lithium ion AC/DC charger.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, but I don't need it. I know that I don't. Not that everything I buy on eBay, I need.
I was
going to
say, when does need have anything to do with your purchasing?
You got that right.
Here's a set of knives. These are nice, actually.
They're pretty nice, I thought.
Regent Sheffield replacement set knives and fork, 24 gold trim, vintage. Those are interesting. You know, we're going to look at those.
You might need those.
Oh, I could use those.
Okay, so I'm probably going to win that because nobody else put a bid on it.
I get these knives, and then I've got everyone worried that I'm getting knives shipped to me because
no,
night of the long knives. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But how many of you? Why don't you buy all three things?
Yeah. I put a bid on something.
Yeah, what?
I put a bid on hankies.
Hankies?
Yeah, a box of women's hankies. Vintage ladies embroidered flower handkerchiefs, new in box. Why does it say zero bids?
I don't know. Refresh the page.
Oh. Okay.
Does it still say zero bids?
Oh, no, now it says one. Okay, good. Okay.
Well,
eBay should change it by itself. I should not have to refresh the
page. You're so pretty.
I should not have to refresh the page. Yes, I'm the only bidder. And time left is 6 days. Well, that may not be enough time for her to get her.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Okay, no. Mary's underscore world. I'll keep looking.
In
the meantime, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, or if for some reason you can't call, click on the Contact Us button on the eBay radio player.
Oh, my heavens. I went to Savers on Sunday.
What happened?
Well, they had a 50% sale.
Okay.
You know, they always do this on the Sunday before a holiday. People who have a Savers card get 50% off the day before. And I did okay. But my heavens, was that place crowded.
Well, for those of us who do not have Savers in San
or Valley
Diego,
Village.
What are Savers? Is it a charity place?
It has a charity component.
Okay.
They're a for-profit business that recycles merchandise, like used clothing and furniture and housewares and everything. And what they're good at is they're good at categorizing everything, and the stores are pretty clean and big. And stuff that doesn't sell, they end up donating to Hope Industries, at least here in San Jose they do. So there's a charity component of it. But, it was really crowded. I had to laugh because, I'm switching focus in my own online selling from more shoes and less shirts.
Really?
Yeah, because I can do shoes faster.
Really?
Yeah, shirts are...
What do you mean faster? The taking care of them and getting them ready to
list? Getting them ready is easy. Photographing them is easy. Storing them is different. So I've had to set up a different storage system, you know, because I can't. They take up more space than shirts. But the profit margins, if you're careful about what you buy, I think is better than a shirt. So I still have shirts, but I've been focusing on a lot on shoes.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. I'm changing the name of my store to Imelda's Closet.
No, you're not. Griffville is so perfect. Hey, I just bought something from her.
Yay! What'd you buy?
Okay, my order was placed.
What is it? What is it? What'd you get?
Some napkin holders. You know, the ring holders. And they're seashells.
Oh.
You know, and you put them over your napkins when you invite people over.
Oh, that's nice.
That John and I do that, but you know.
Yeah, I know.
And so I bought those. So that's cool.
That's very cool.
So that should be gone now if I refresh. Yes, it is. Yay.
I'm going to buy these knives.
Oh, good. That'll give her the two then.
Yeah, I can use these knives.
If it works.
I have places I can put these knives.
Okay.
I have people into which I can put these knives.
Mary's underscore world.
And I'm going to pay for them now.
Okay.
Yay, I paid for them. So that's two sales. Anyone else on the... Is there anyone else in the horn who's going to make a purchase from... Mary's underscore world. We should do this. We should have people call in, right? We should have people send in their store, and then we just buy stuff from them.
And that's it. That's the whole show.
The whole show is...
We just buy things from you.
Leah Griff go shopping.
Exactly. Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, and I can make crass comments, because I'm spending money.
Then it's deductible.
Is it deductible?
Sort of.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to push that envelope.
Yeah.
I'm just not going
to probably best not to.
I can see myself now with the IRS
audit. But if I buy something on eBay.
Yeah.
And I give it away over the air.
Yeah.
It's deductible.
Well, so you're going to give it away.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm just telling you. You know, you could give it away.
I'm going to give these knives away. I'm going to throw them.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a pair of... Well, these are nice. These are Levi's 559 jeans. They're 60-inch waist, you know, for those full-figured guys.
Oh, gosh.
That's $29 plus 16. Why is it so high for shipping?
Mary.
Yeah, Mary, get those prices down. This segment is brought to you by Indicia, 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more. Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie. The faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid. Create an account and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul. Chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.